Let's bring in the man with the plan, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I tell you, I was trapped out yesterday for about 3.5 hours in the heat, and I feel like a washed out dish rag this morning.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for the Yankee highlight blips you put in.
Well, I could have done that, okay, but I didn't stay up for the game. But then when I looked at the highlights this morning, and I saw that Severino was burned again, I just didn't have the energy to do it. Sorry about that.
Oh, it wasn't Severino being burned again. The Sanchino's back. He's back, baby.
Sanchino.
Yeah, you know, the stupid John Sterling name for Baba Booey Sanchez.
Okay.
He's back, baby.
He's back.
He's back.
What did he
do? Three pass balls in the first inning.
Well, that'll,
he's the man.
That'll cause some problems.
Oh, you think?
I would think so.
So between Severstenko and the Bambino behind the plate, four runs in the first inning, and the Yankee game was over. You could have went to sleep right there.
Like, if you stayed up for it.
Up till 10:30, you could have went to sleep.
So you actually watched it at 10 o'clock?
Oh, I watched it until 11:45 because the Yankees were getting their fannies kicked in. It was beautiful.
All right.
They couldn't hit the ball. They couldn't catch the ball. They couldn't stop the ball. They couldn't pitch the ball. Severino lasted 2 2/3 innings. It was a beautiful night.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a beautiful night.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I really am. Because I'm glad someone had a beautiful night. I just slept through the
whole night. And you know what was even better than that?
What?
Watching Wheeler dominate the Dodgers. Wheeler's turned into the Mets' second coming of DeGrom. Kid's really good. He moves his pitches. He hits spots. He strikes people out. He pitches to batters' weaknesses. He's really turned himself around big time. Unlike crybaby Mats and Syndergaard, Wheeler saw the fork in the road, and he took the fork to get himself to be a very competitive major league pitcher, and that he is. And he's their Mets' number two pitcher, and he definitely will not be dealt this year. Met fans were saying how they should get rid of him, and that's the only one of the good things the Mets didn't do this year was get rid of Wheeler because they got themselves the second ace with him. Like I said, Syndergaard and Matt should be part of trade bait this year to make the Mets a better team. And Wheeler has moved into the different spot on the Mets pitching rotation as somebody you can definitely depend on.
All right. Where else do we want to go in sports?
The Red Sox last night were getting kicked around by the Atlanta Braves, and then they scored 8 runs in the last 2 innings to win 9-8. So, just 2 different types of teams between the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, when they fall behind, you can never count them out of a game. The Yankees, when they fall behind, you can put the bats in the bag and go home.
All right. Enough of the Yankees. What else?
Why?
Causes.
Why? When they win, we talk about them for like 8 hours.
No, we don't.
We have to talk about them when they lose, too.
Even when they win, you find something negative to talk about them.
But it's beautiful when they get beat. It's just wonderful. And this is the team that they're probably going to play in the wild card. So we know that Severino's not going to pitch against them. I guess Hap is their starter in the wild card game, without a doubt. So we'll see how that pans out. Now they go to Seattle. See how they can fare with that. The Mets this weekend come home to play the Phillies, which should be a pretty interesting series. We had the Mr. Hyde's pitch in L.A. for the Mets, and now we get the Dr. Jekyll's. Mats hits the mound Friday, and I'm sure Syndergaard's pitching Saturday. So we saw how Wheeler and DeGrom fared against the Dodgers. Now we're going to see how Mats and Syndergaard fare against the Phillies. My guess is they're going to lose.
All right. So we've done that.
So. Ohtani, the multifaceted player for the Angels, he needs Tommy John surgery. He was pitching the other night, and he was throwing about 94, 95 in the first inning. Then in the second inning, he could barely throw 90. They took him out, and now he finally does need Tommy John surgery. And after that, they put him in as a DH last night, and he hit 2 home runs in the game. So it's going to be a big blow for the Angels, because when he gets Tommy John surgery, he's not going to be able to hit either. So that's a big blow for the Angels. This kid definitely is talented, but, you know, here we go again with the Tommy John.
All right. And tonight is the opener.
For what?
Football.
The Dart League?
Football.
Oh, okay.
It's Atlanta and the Eagles.
All right, let me go check something. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
I have to finish. Remember the Late Show song?
I have this new it's a new app. It's the KLFP. And I had to check that to see who's going to win the game tonight. For those of you that want to know what KLFP means, it's the Kitty Litter Football Picker.
Okay, so I don't have the Kitty Litter Football Picker, even though I love that name. But I'm going to I don't even know where the game's being played, to be honest with you. So I'll take, just because I'll do it for the heck of it, I'll take
Botswana.
I'll take Atlanta.
I got Atlanta written down, too.
Okay, so put us down two Atlantas.
Yep.
I agree with the Kitty Litter.
Kitty litter football picker.
I like that. I agree with it, okay?
It's going to be better than the tic-tac-toe chicken.
All depends which way it's all facing in there, right?
That's it. for lack of a better word, where does the shoe drop?
That's exactly right, okay. So I've got to do that with my kitty litter at home.
You've probably got a few boxes.
I do.
So you'd be good for Sundays, too.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put squares in there. For the games, I like that. And see where they go.
That's exactly it. You put a little
a square?
A little pro forma picker in there and let it fall where it may.
I like that. I like that. We might have to copyright this and make some money on this.
Hey, in today's world, I bet you it's a seller.
Hey, you have the cow plop contest all the time. So I mean, this could be good for the NFL.
Hey, you're not kidding.
No, I'm not.
With the state of the NFL, this could be a big thing. I better copyright that real quick.
I think you just make a kitty litter box that has enough spaces so you can put each team in it. And then,
litter boxes come in different sizes. Yeah. You could fit 30 squares in there.
Very easily. All right, Mike, that's a good idea. Maybe we'll make millions on it. All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.